Hello, hello. Good morning. I mean, no. Try again. good evening. Welcome to our second carol service today. Guys, if you've not, this is going to be fairly traditional in the format of how we do it. So if you haven't experienced a carol service before, the way that this is going to work is in between our songs, we're going to have some Advent readings, some Christmas readings. And the point of the carols is that we're reflecting on that part of the Christmas story that we've just read. So there's going to be some standing up, sitting down, some sore knees by the end of this. But hopefully it should be a good, nice Christmas worshipful experience. So we're going to start with our Advent reading with Dan and Matt.
Thank you. Right. Good start. Tonight we will light the candle of hope and expectation, recalling God's promise to send a saviour. As we light the candle of preparation and peace, remember the voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Now we will light the candle of proclamation and joy. May our hearts be forever filled with the joy of his coming. So scriptures from Isaiah 9, verse 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let's pray. Gracious God, you came to us in human flesh and abide with us in Holy Spirit. Fill us with your joy and help us shine as a light to the world. Help us to be the voices that proclaim grace and truth through Jesus Christ, who makes our joy complete. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Would you like to stand?
Oh, come let us adore.
Oh, come let us adore. Oh, come let us adore. Oh, come let us adore Him
proud. Micah 5:1 verse 1 to 5. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. We will raise against them 7 shepherds, even 8 commanders.
Sing, O come.
O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people sing, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring.
The reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 36.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Would you like to take a seat as we sing Silent Night?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, the birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they have heard and seen, as he had been told them.
Glory to the youth. Reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and with all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be my shepherd, my people Israel." When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen went, when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Would you like to stand for our next song? First Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so so and story continue both days.
John chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Shall we stand? Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men lift arms in glory, while fields and flood, rocks, hills and land, we beat the sounding joy. We beat the sounding joy. We beat, repeat the sound. No thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curses bound, far as the curses bound, far as the curses bound.
He rules the world.
The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Sing joy to the world one more time.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him through. And heaven and nature,
and heaven and
heaven,
and heaven and nature.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven sing.
Please be seated. Two Christmas carols, and this one is "Angels We Have Heard on High," and it's talking about the angels who are singing in heaven. And talking about the shepherds, and it's asking, why are these people so joyful? And it's because of our Lord Jesus, isn't it? He's not kind of God who just sits on the throne in heaven and says, oh, there's this world here that is broken. You sort yourself out. He actually came to this earth to show us what it means to truly love, to show us what it means to live and to be joyful. And we have this joy because of that. And This chorus says, Gloria in excelsis Deo, which means glory to God in the highest. You know, all the praise going to him. And then we're going to sing, O Come All You Faithful, just, you know, as we come together, let us adore this Savior, this King.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, why this jubilee, why your joyous strains prolong, what the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly songs. Gloria in excelsis, the Lord, the newborn King. Glory in excelsis Deo. While our hearts in love we raise, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria. Come and behold.
God, indeed, you are so amazing and so gracious and so good, and we just want to come and adore you. We want to stand in your presence and say, you know, Jesus, you really deserve all the honor and the glory and the praise, that you would humble yourself to come to this world, to die for us so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be in a relationship with you, so that we wouldn't be separated from you anymore, so that our joy could be complete and we're not in brokenness or in sorrow anymore or in sin or in shame, but we are alive with you. We thank you and we want to lift up your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, over to you.
Let's stand. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right, would you all go around and wish everyone a Happy Christmas?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your dear. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.